Did you come out just to visit?
Yeah.
It's early evening on a Wednesday at a comic book shop in Northwest Oklahoma City as Representative Joe Dorman walks in to meet with people. Dorman grew up around comics, but tonight he's here to let people know he's running for governor. In the months leading up to Election Day, the Rush Springs Democrat's been traveling across the state. He says he wants to reach out and be a governor for all Oklahomans.
Individuals out there who often do not have a voice at the Capitol, those working those minimum wage jobs that often do not have a voice speaking up for them, they want to have someone at the Capitol that understands their needs and concerns and will work for them.
Dorman says his number one issue is education, especially when it comes to the burdens on teachers and students.
The high-stakes tests that have been pushed by Mary Fallon and Janet Barisi have been a detriment to how well these kids are doing in schools. It takes time away from learning when they're having to take a test. The proper resources have not been provided in the classroom so teachers can do their jobs.
But Governor Fallon says she has done great things for education in Oklahoma, including initiatives such as third grade reading retention and A through F grading for schools. She admits there was more she feels she could have done in the realm of education over the past 4 years.
Still improving our test scores is very important to me in education. You know, education is absolutely critical for the future of Oklahoma. And especially at a time when Oklahoma's economy is very strong and we have low unemployment rate.
Fallon takes much of the credit for the economic uptick in the state since she took office in 2011. She says Oklahoma gained 103,000 jobs since then and has the fourth largest economic growth in the nation. The incumbent Republican also takes credit for laws changing workers' compensation and lawsuits. She says despite the economic growth, there's more to be done over the next 4 years.
We still have pockets of Oklahoma that have higher unemployment rates down southeastern Oklahoma that don't have the oil and gas sector. And so we keep talking about how can we create a better climate for small businesses to grow by certainly keeping our taxes low.
Dorman and Fallon aren't alone in the race. One independent says he's running to send a message to the Republican Party. Richard Prajinsky says he's the Libertarian candidate, pushing for individual freedom. Prajinsky believes the government is spending too much money on things like bike trails, public education, and transportation. He also supports the decriminalization of marijuana.
That's not because I want people to get high. I want them to have the choice. I own me, you own yourself. Let me be me, and don't force me to be like you. And that's what the Republican parties are trying to do right now. They want us to be like them, and we don't want to be like them.
Prajinsky has run for several different offices over the past few years. He was about to retire from politics, but decided to come back one last time. He mostly wants to raise awareness of opening ballot access to third parties rather than the Republican majority rule across the state.
Stop making special rules and protecting big businesses and letting the poor guy work harder, harder, and harder. So let the Republicans say they're free market. We control the state. Let's be free.
Another independent candidate, Kimberly Willis, told KOSU she was dropping out of the race. However, she waited till such a late date that her name remains on the ballot. Polls are open today until 7 o'clock. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross for KOSU News.